A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself, is my strength and my defence. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world.
Saving Lord, we praise you that you have brought us safely to the beginning of this new day. We give praise to you for the strength and protection that you alone can offer us. Keep us all safe under the shadow of your wings and defend us from all the dangers that may beset us. We rejoice in the renewed sense of community and fellowship in our neighbourhoods as everyone celebrates and commemorates the ending of war in Europe 75 years ago. We give praise and thanks to you that this commemoration helps us to keep hope alive, that no matter how dark the days ahead may seem, we shall come through this crisis as long as we put our faith and trust in you, and join together to help all in our community to weather the current storm, offering whatever help and comfort we can. We give you praise, O Lord, that we are constantly refreshed spiritually by joyfully drawing water from the wells of salvation. We pray for all those for whom the current restrictions make daily life increasingly difficult. Give us the understanding of their situation that we may find ways to bring them relief, whether by word or deed. We pray for families isolated at home with children who desperately crave the company of their friends and other children of their age and opportunities for playfulness. We pray for all those living alone. Grant that they may know that you are always with them. Open our hearts to them so that we may, in whatever ways we can, bring them your love and comfort. We praise and exalt your holy name. We sing to our Lord, for you have done glorious things for us and for the whole world. We end our prayers this morning by saying together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Finally, a benediction. Please join in. May God's blessing surround you each day as you trust him and walk in his way. May his presence within guard and keep you from sin. Go in peace, go in joy, go in love.